We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The Frank Andrews Show on WILK News Radio.
So we have a financial advisor. We have a barbershop. We have a real estate agent, and we have a formal wear business owner that have now gone to court to try and stop the governor's restrictive orders. The lawsuit says that they are unconstitutional and an economic disaster. Attorney Mark Scaringi, who has been on with us before, is the guy that's fighting for these guys. Mark, what's the very latest on this challenge?
Well, good afternoon, Frank. Thanks for having me on the show. We filed a lawsuit in the United States District Court for the Middle District of Pennsylvania, based in Harrisburg, on several grounds, representing business owners and a political candidate committee, Vote Bill Benner, who's running for a state rep in Pennsylvania, on grounds that the executive order and now this time the stay-at-home order violate our clients' constitutional rights in a variety of ways, citing the Fifth Amendment, 14th Amendment. We also challenged the school-based closure order. The Governor Wolf put into effect closing all schools across Pennsylvania. In one aspect of that, where it also shut down religious-based schools. We have a client who has two children in a parochial school in southeastern Pennsylvania. They can't access the school in person, in classroom, for religious education, religious services, etc. And we claim that violates their First Amendment right to free speech. Then we also have claims in how the stay-at-home order prohibits speech and assembly in large swaths of Pennsylvania that are still under the red and yellow zones. The judge presiding over the emergency motion that we filed has scheduled a telephone conference among attorneys for tomorrow at 1:30.
Okay, now why would this have a chance when the Supreme Court justice said go jump in a lake?
Well, the United States Supreme Court denied our request for an injunction. At that level, the burden we need to meet is extremely high. We had to show that the law was indisputably clear in order for the court to grant our request to enjoin the enforcement of the governor's order. At the federal district court level, the standard is lower. It's still a high standard, but it is not nearly as high as it is at the United States Supreme Court. Here, we have to prove not that the law is indisputably on our side. We have to prove that we have a reasonable probability of success is one of the main factors that we need to prove at this level.
Okay. Now, if this judge, John Jones III, decides to rule in your favor, wouldn't it immediately be appealed to the Supreme Court?
Well, if the governor loses, they can appeal the decision, but the appeal would be to the Third Circuit Court of Appeals, and this is the same body of law, the same factors that the Third Circuit Court of Appeals would employ. Whether the movement, that's us, has shown a reasonable probability of success on the merits, whether we will be irreparably injured if they don't grant the injunction, and then there are two other standards that really deal with public interest. And we've argued in this case that we've seen county sheriffs and county district attorneys throughout Pennsylvania denounce these orders as unconstitutional, as arbitrary, and county DAs saying they will not enforce them. And so what we're arguing here is there is a constitutional crisis that has occurred now in Pennsylvania, where you have the governor trying to enforce orders and local law enforcement saying they won't, they're unenforceable, they're unconstitutional. So I brought in a United States constitutional claim where the United States government must guarantee a Republican form of government for all of the states. And what we're arguing is this governor, who has trampled on our constitutional rights, has essentially declared martial law for nearly 2 months now, where county elected officials and DAs are saying what he's done is unconstitutional, they won't enforce it. I'm saying we have a crisis here in the rule of law. A federal court needs to step in and stop the governor from what he's trying to do.
So tomorrow is the conference call at 1:30?
That's right, yes. And the judge will set deadlines for briefing and argument. And so, and I'm sure those deadlines will be pretty short and pretty tight. So hopefully we'll get a decision early or mid next week.
Thanks a lot for checking in with us, Mark. Good luck. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Frank.
This is the Frank Andrews Show on WILK News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.